In the week following the election, there's been a lot of talk about election reform in Florida. Some Floridians had to wait hours before getting a chance to vote, and a few counties did not report their ballot results right away. Some blame the governor for his refusal to extend early voting days. Others are criticizing the Republican-led legislature for passing a law last year that critics called the Voter Suppression Act. And there are those who are pointing the finger at several local county election supervisors. There's a lot of blame going around, but one thing most parties can agree on is Florida's current election process needs some improvement.
Your state government ought to be doing the exact same that you have to do, that businesses have to do. And whenever you finish a project, in this case an election, let's go back and look. What went right? Constantly look at how can we improve things for you, the citizens of the state? How can we make sure we do it cost effectively?
Governor Rick Scott has already charged Florida Department of State Secretary Ken Detzner to meet with county election supervisors to get feedback and ideas. They recently had their first meeting, and Ron Lebaski with the Florida State Association of Supervisors says their next meeting is slated for December, with both Detzner and the county supervisors doing some fact-finding.
Rather than proceeding on assumptions of what happened and what may have contributed to some of the issues that had been cited, particularly by, you know, in the press stories, that we know exactly what may have transpired in these counties that had issues and what we would see maybe that would be comparable in other counties that mitigated those instances of lines or people having to wait for several hours to vote.
Meanwhile, advocacy groups like the League of Women Voters say the governor as well as the state's elected leader should go further by setting up a bipartisan election reform task force. The league's president, Deirdre McNabb, points to what happened in the 2000 presidential election when problems in Florida's election process surfaced.
Year 2000, another election fiasco. Then Governor Jeb Bush formed a task force just like the one we're calling for, bipartisan trusted leaders. And almost all of the recommendations made by that task force were implemented during either his tenure or Republican Governor Charlie Crist, who followed him. We saw the institution of early voting for the first time. We saw new machinery that was reliable. You know, so we made really very critical steps forward.
The truth of the matter is we don't need any more task forces. We done task forced and study grouped this issue and other issues to death. What we need is action.
Representative Daryl Rusan says the sort of action that should be taken is trying to actively reverse the changes of what he calls a bad elections bill. The Democrat says the state's current elections law is what contributed to Florida's election troubles. And to move the state forward, he says he filed a comprehensive election reform bill. It includes returning the number of early voting days back to 14 and increasing the number of early voting sites.
October 17th of this year, I filed a bill in bill drafting because I had heard from the constituents. I'd heard from the grassroots organizations, the get out to vote movements, that we were going to have problems when this election rolled around. And so my bill is designed to take us back to some solutions.
Rusan says he's had both Democrats and Republicans reach out to him, and he's also been talking to incoming House Speaker Will Weatherford, who he says shares his outrage at what happened. And Weatherford says this year he's bringing back the Committee on Ethics and Elections. He says he hopes with the public's help, along with input from elected state and local officials, the group can find out why this happened and what more the legislature needs to do.
It's not a good thing when it's Friday, 3 days after the election, and every state in the country is either red or blue, and there's one of them that's yellow because they haven't counted the votes yet and decided where the 29 electoral votes are going. I think that's something that we should be embarrassed by and something we should make sure going forward doesn't happen again. But I think what you'll see is through that Ethics and Elections Committee, us look for ways to solve that problem and make sure that we don't find ourselves in that situation again.
And if it's found that last year's election law is to blame for the state's current election problems, Weatherford says,
certainly, if it contributed to any challenges in the elections process, we should admit that. I don't think we have the facts yet to determine if that was the case.
For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.